Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of the force of joy in your life, the fruit of joy. It is a spiritual force that is to be developed in you, and it comes as you, the righteousness of God, begin to do what the Word says. You do all the things that we've gone over about how the joy and rejoicing is going to come forth in your life. And by the way, if you'd like to get tapes of these broadcasts, you ought to give me a call. Or if you want some tapes, we have tapes on this subject, and we'll be glad to get them to you, because you've got to develop the spiritual force of joy in your life. In the last broadcast, we began to talk about when we should rejoice in the Lord. We saw in Psalms 40, verse 16, that we rejoice when we seek the Lord. Whenever you're seeking the Lord, have a rejoicing spirit about you. Always be excited and rejoicing in God when you're seeking Him to receive in prayer, to receive revelation and knowledge, receive the answers to the problems in your life. We talked about rejoicing and praising so your enemies will be turned back. You do that in the midst of the battle. And then afterwards, after you've seen the victory, you give up the sacrifices of joy at will. After the victory, God will bring forth the victory and you'll have great gladness and great joy. We saw in Psalms 100 where it talks about you rejoice when you serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness, the Bible says. We should continually have a good attitude when we're serving the Lord with gladness of heart. Psalms 118, verse 15, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. We should continually have that coming forth in our household. Isaiah 55, verse 12, we're to be going out with joy and led forth with peace. Wherever you go, go out with joy. Don't leave your joy. Take your joy with you. Keep rejoicing. Keep a rejoicing spirit about you. Keep your eyes on the Lord and be led forth with peace. The Bible says in Joel 2:21, be glad and rejoice and don't be afraid. The Lord will do great things. Learn to rejoice against any fear or doubt that would come against you and expect the Lord to do great things. He will perform His word in your life. Habakkuk 3, verse 17 to 19. The Bible talks about the fact that the fig tree, when it doesn't blossom and there's no fruit in the vines and the labor of the olive fails and the fields yield no meat, otherwise there's no manifestation of fruitfulness. What are you going to do? I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. He's coming on the scene to bring me out of it. The Lord God's my strength. He makes my feet like hinds feet. He makes me to walk upon mine high places. Oh yeah, God will cause you to rise up and overcome. In the midst of problems and lack of fruitfulness, everything not going right, rejoice. Look to God. He's your strength. He's going to bring you up out of that thing as you do the Word. Matthew 5, verse 11 and 12. The Bible says there that we are to rejoice when and be exceedingly glad when we're persecuted. When men revile you, they persecute you, they say things against you falsely, false accusation. Don't be moved. Don't get bent out of shape about it. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, because they persecuted the prophets that were before you. The Bible talks about the fact that in Acts 5:41, that when they departed from the presence of the council, they were rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. Instead of taking things personally, realize that you're being persecuted for the Lord, for standing up for the Lord, and really they're persecuting Him. And you must realize that you are being counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. Start rejoicing in that. Rejoice instead of reacting out of the flesh about how you feel about it. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 32, chapter 10, verse 32 to 34. Here he talks about after you were illuminated and you endured a great fight of afflictions, you were made a gazing stock by others' reproaches and afflictions, and you became companions of those that were so used to come against you. Otherwise, all this persecution. But what do you do? You have compassion on others. You're going to be, as he said, you're going to be rejoicing in the situation. You took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. Otherwise, people came, and this is like when you get things confiscated or taken away from you. You're not going to be moved by whatever circumstances come. You're going to know in yourself that you have in heaven a better and an enduring subject, you know. You know, if we ever have any terrible things happen where we lose privileges or have goods confiscated, are you ready to rejoice, or are you going to be all bent out of shape that some of your goods are taken from you? You better be sure that you have your eyes on Jesus, because you got a better and enduring substance in heaven. Don't get caught into the things on this earth. James 1:2, we saw the scripture, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." It is important for you to rejoice in the midst of the temptations, knowing this, what's going on, the trying of your faith being tried. And it's going to work or bring into operation patience, steadfastness in the area of your soul. But you've got to keep it rejoicing. If you don't rejoice, you won't be steadfast in your soul. The Bible says you need to let steadfastness or patience have its perfect work, that you might be perfect and entire, wanting or lacking nothing. This is where joy is so important. Joy protects your faith. And you need to keep a joyfulness flowing forth out of you in your life at all times. Don't let the devil take away your joy in the midst of temptation. We saw those scriptures in 1 Peter chapter 1 and chapter 4, where in chapter 1, where it said there to greatly rejoice, though for a season, if need be, your in heaven is through manifold temptation. That's the trial of your faith. Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, and you're going to receive the end or the goal of your faith, which is the salvation, the deliverance of your soul. So you're going to be set free. 1 Peter 4:12 and 13, don't think it strange about the fiery trial to try you. As some strange thing happened unto you, realize what's happened. It's the devil attacking the word in you. The devil attacking you because you're walking in God's ways. He says, rejoice in so much that you're partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Praise God. Well, you're just a partaker of Christ's sufferings. Don't get bent out of shape. You're going to suffer for standing up for righteousness' sake. And when God's glory will be revealed, he'll get you out of that thing, and you'll be glad with exceeding joy. In 2 Corinthians 7:4, he says, I'm exceeding joyful in all of our tribulation. We're not to be moved by anything. Luke chapter 13, verse 17, he said, when he said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. All the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. I'll tell you, you can rejoice forever in all the glorious works of Jesus. You can start with a day when you got born again, praise God. You were brought out of bondage and under Satan's dominion, and now you have eternal life. You can rejoice forever that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you have eternal life abiding in you. Praise God. So rejoice in the glorious works of Jesus. Get your eyes off your problems. Rejoice in what he's done and what he's doing for you today. Philippians 1 verse 4, he says, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. Here's when he's praying, and he's doing it with joy. Oh, when you pray, you're going to see joy come forth in your life. Always pray with that joy of the Lord. Don't ever do it begrudgingly or because you have to or you think you ought to or this is your duty. You won't get anywhere. You got a wrong attitude of heart. God's looking at that attitude of heart. And everything you do, you pray with joy, with that joy of the Lord coming forth out of you. Philippians 1 verse 18, the Bible talks about when Christ is preached, we want to be sure we do it with a right attitude, rejoicing. He says that Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, and yea, will rejoice. Never be critical. Don't be critical of others. Don't be negative about others. Don't be picking other people apart. Be rejoicing in what good things that are coming forth. Praise God. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 11, the Bible says we're to be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. What's God want in our daily walk? As we walk worthy of the Lord, it's going to be unto all pleasing. And we're going to do it with patience, steadfastness, long-suffering, and with joyfulness. Hallelujah. God, he wants you to be joyful in all that you do, walking worthy of the Lord. over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Here in verse 26, the Bible says, when one member is honored, all the members should rejoice and share in the enjoyment of that one member honored. We should never be envious or jealous of someone who's been honored. That shows a prideful spirit, a bad spirit in you. 1 Corinthians 12, 26 says, when one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. When one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. If you can't rejoice when someone is honored, then you got a problem within you of pride. And you want to be honored, and you can't rejoice in someone else being honored. You definitely have a bad attitude within you. God wants you to turn away from that. Now, what's going to happen when you begin to rejoice in the Lord? When you begin to do what God's Word says, getting in the Word, allowing the force of joy to be developed, and you're doing what the Word says, and you're going to see the joy of the Lord come forth in you. And in Nehemiah 8:10, the last part of that verse says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The effects of the force of joy in you is you're going to have strength. The strength of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. This particular Hebrew word, ma'uz, means a fortified place, a defense. The joy of the Lord is your fortified place of protection. It's your fortified place of protection and strength against attack, your defense. It's your means of resisting the enemy's attacks and standing against anything that he brings against you to try to stop your faith. The joy of the Lord is going to bring forth strength, a fortified place of protection. It protects your faith. Also, in Isaiah chapter 12, in verse 2, the Bible says, behold, God's my salvation. I'll trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah's my strength and my song. He's also become my salvation. And then it says, therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Well, God is our Savior. We're looking to Him. We're trusting in Him. We're not going to be afraid. We know He's our strength and our Savior. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Joy is like the bucket, the spiritual bucket, that draws out the salvation from Christ within you. You need the joy of the Lord. It's going to draw out that water out of the well of salvation. It's going to draw out like a spiritual bucket the salvation, the power of God, as it's going to bring forth His victory in your life. Praise God. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 5, the Bible says, thou meetest him that rejoiceth. I tell you, when you learn to rejoice, the word meet there means light upon. God will light upon and meet you and manifest himself when you rejoice and work righteousness. I tell you, the effects of you doing what God wants you to do is He's going to show up and manifest Himself. A merry heart brings a cheerful countenance, and a merry heart does good like a medicine. Learn to rejoice and watch the effects of the force of joy work in your life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.